and then we'll go back. We'll go to this next bill to, sure. to take care of that. Okay. After we do this one, right?
So that is actually the last change from the bill that I think was brought to you. There was actually one. The department gave you a sheet of paper about preferences and. I talked to the department between last week and now, and I think we agreed that those preferences are not any changes on that separate sheet of paper that they gave you was not necessary to
okay.
accomplish what they were looking
All
for.
Right.
So it's already in there.
Okay. So does anybody have any questions on this bill? Representative Toole.
All right. So I guess I'm pretty well set with it, but. Going back through the public process thing again, because I do think we do need to protect, make sure that the public does have adequate protections throughout, as well as the industry.
Where are you uncomfortable?
Is there any way in there that if the public in a community really had an issue with a project in their community, would there be any? How would they go about dealing with that? I guess is my bottom line question, and would they have any recourse?
Are you speaking specifically to? I'm sorry, Meredith Middleton, Deputy Commissioner, DMR. Are you speaking specifically to the expansion provisions, Representative?
Yes.
So certainly, the notice provisions I think provide that opportunity to the municipality and to riparians. And I think you know the intent of this provision, as we've created it, is to provide the industry with the opportunity to grow their businesses with a slightly less burdensome process. But certainly the discretion that's granted to the commissioner is intentional, and the intention there was to make sure that the department has the leeway to deny a lease application if there's a lot of controversy around it or if it's going to pose issues related to the original lease criteria. So I think it's unlikely. I mean, the intent here was to provide a mechanism for growth for those leases that aren't going to pose a problem and, have the ability and the support of their surrounding community to expand without presenting much of a problem, but certainly for a lease where we anticipated there would be, significant issues, we would want to require either site visit, which is allowed under this provision, or potentially just deny the expansion request and require the applicant to go back to a new lease proposal altogether to provide for that public process.
Would there be an option? Could we put some? Would you be okay with putting something in about if so many, say, 10% or 15% of the citizens of a community wanted to have a public hearing? Would that be something you'd be on board with, or something like that, as well?
I think again, if there was a chance that we were getting comments or indications that there were a lot of objections from a community, we would simply deny the expansion application and require the applicant to go back through the full application process to go through getting a new lease, and so that opportunity for the public hearing would be there. There would be no incentive for the department to want to do this in a situation where there was opposition.
Hearing no more questions, could I have a motion, please? Senator?
I move that we accept the amendments to LD 1438 and move its passage forward.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Representative Battle? Any more discussion?
Senator Maker.
So just my notes are a little messy here. Where do we end up with as far as the expansion section? Was it 25% plus 25% with a maximum of 4 acres being the
yes.
correct?
Yes.
So 25 and 4%. Okay, thanks.
Do you mind if I just run down through the motion to make sure that
sure.
I have it and all of you have it?
Absolutely.
So,
no problem.
I have the first gray shaded areas would be changed to 20 years, or the bill would not be changed, actually, but 20 years as provided in the bill would stay. And then in section 4 of the amendments, subsection 12C, that is going to be 25%, and there's going to be a maximum expansion of 4 acres. On the next page, the first grade sections, paragraph, subparagraph 4, that's okay. So that there is going to be documentation showing that the applicant has informed each of those riparian owners of the application and the opportunity for comment. Paragraph B is going to just be clarified that to show that there's people have a minimum of 30 days to provide comments. There's going to be a similar change to paragraph D. Otherwise, all the grade areas are accepted. On the next page, paragraph E, instead of the commissioner shall approve the request for the lease expansion, it's going to be the commissioner may approve the request for the lease expansion. In section 5 of the amendment, the part that would limit the limited purpose aquaculture licenses to 6 years is going to be struck.
So that, an expiration on...
The expiration, yeah. All that will be struck. And then continuing on eligibility, that grade language is not going to be included in the amendment. So that was the limits on personal and households. And then subsection 7B is going to be clarified to just to get some clarification that it's not that the transport is can't be between personal and commercial LPAs. And then striking 7C from what you have in front of you.
I think that's it. Does everybody agree? I think that's it. Yes, Representative Cabega.
On on section A4 on the second page. It says informed each of those riparian owners of the applicant. I think you want to change it to application. I just wanted to make sure you saw that and didn't just copy and paste. And
I got it.
You got it. Good.
Should have known. We'll get it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. No other discussion. All those in favor? Unanimous.